the amounts of pollutants then, if we just look at carbon dioxide, for instance, 6 tonnes per year from the average car, so it's a pretty significant amount. So if you pedal to uni, you know, a few days a week, it's always good for the environment in terms of CO2 pollution. Like, you're producing a bit of CO2, but it's nothing as much as your car. Combined other gases then, summing over the VOCs, NOx, CO, etc., a much smaller quantity, but summed over the very large number of cars that are registered, still large amounts. The NOx then is formed by this high temperature radical reaction between nitrogen and oxygen. The NO then subsequently reacts with ozone in the air to form NO2. The NO2 then reacts with photons to produce NO and oxygen, and the oxygen then reacts with O2 to form the ozone. The formation of ozone is just the same thing as we saw in the stratosphere. All you need is a concentration of monatomic oxygen and diatomic oxygen with a third body such as nitrogen or oxygen, and you will form ozone. So it's nothing particular to the stratosphere. You can do it in the troposphere if you've got sufficient concentration of this. Now, at the outset then, we require some ozone to ensure that this process occurs. We do have some natural background of ozone in the troposphere. It's not the same mixing ratio as we find in the stratosphere, but it's there. And the requirement then for the subsequent step is we've got some NO2 that will fall apart and generate the oxygen. Now, remember as well, we do get reaction of NO to form NO2. There's a thermal process that generates that. So we have sufficient NO2 to ensure sufficient oxygen atoms, monatomic oxygen rather, so that we do form ozone without any problems in a photochemical smog. Hydroxyl radical is also elevated in this process.